Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Francavilla Show. I'm your host, Dr. Carolyn Francavilla, board-certified family physician and diplomate of the American Board of Obesity Medicine. I've been helping patients lose weight to treat and prevent medical problems for the last 10 years, and I'm taking what I've learned from them to you. In this podcast, you will learn the science behind why you struggle with your weight and what to do about it, tips for common challenges, work to fight bias about what a healthy weight really is, and improve your relationship with food and your body. Please remember that while I'm a doctor, I'm not your doctor. This podcast is meant to be informational in nature only, not medical advice. Please seek out care from your physician for your specific needs. Okay, let's get started. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dr. Francavilla Show. Today, we are talking about calories. Specifically, how many calories should you be eating when you are taking a medication like Wegovy or tirzepatide, one of our really strong appetite suppressing medications that often makes it so you don't want to eat that much at all? What should you be eating? And this question came from a listener. She reached out and asked this question. I said, I can't give you medical advice, but you know what I can do is do a general episode on the topic. So today I am talking about all things calories. I'm going to teach you what a calorie is, how we determine how many calories are in food, and about how many you should eat in a day, but why the type of calorie matters more than the actual amount of calories. So we're inspired today by this question around medications, but really we're going to talk about calorie basics. So first of all, what is a calorie? So a calorie is a unit of measurement that is used to measure how much energy is in food. So that's kind of the simplest way of thinking about it, how much energy you can get from that food. And specifically, it is the amount of heat needed to raise the temperature of 1 kilogram of water by 1 degree Celsius. So I actually remember doing an experiment kind of like this in middle school, but the way that they determine how many calories are in a food item or how much energy is in that food item is with a device called a bomb kilometer. And the way this device works is it is sort of a container. I like to think of it as a styrofoam cup because you can kind of do this experiment at a basic level with a styrofoam cup, but it's some sort of insulated container. So, you know, like your hydro flask or a styrofoam cup, and food gets put in that container and it gets burnt to smithereens. And that container is kind of floating, hanging out in some water. And you see how much the burning of that food increases the temperature of water. And that tells you how much energy the food produced. So you basically burn the food to smithereens and see how much energy came out of it. And this, if you have not ever learned this before, if you did not do this experiment in school like I did, or you've not taken a nutrition class, might be new information. Like, wow, that's how they determine how many calories are in the food that we're eating. They just burn it. And if you're smart, you might be thinking, that is not what happens to food when I eat it. When I eat food, it usually doesn't feel like it's burning in there. Sometimes it does if I eat the wrong thing, but it's not burning, right? It's not combusting. There is no fire involved. And we don't end up with charred food at the end of it. There's very different things happening in the human body when we eat food. And that is where some of the debate around calories comes from. So a lot of people will tell you that weight loss is simple because it's just calories in, calories out. They're like, it's the law of thermodynamics. And that is true. The amount of calories you burn and the amount of calories you eat and where that math lines up does affect your weight. That being said, the type of calorie has a really big impact as well, because my body is not a styrofoam cup. It is not a bomb kilometer. And I'm not just burning the food in my body. Different things happen when we eat food. So the type of calories is important as well. let's walk through what I mean by that. So when we eat food, it isn't simply calories. The food has kind of like instructions or interactions that it has with our body. And that has lots of different effects on our appetite, on our weight, and what we do with the food. So there's kind of three ways that we can break down the effect that a food has on our body above and beyond just calories. So the food we eat is going to have hormonal effects on our body. It's going to have physical effects in terms of fullness, and our ability to get calories from food and our need to burn calories to burn that food is going to vary from food to food. So let's walk through with the real world example what that eats looks like. So let's say you're going to have a little snack between your meals and you decide to eat two little oranges, two sort of, you know, small oranges, not those little cuties, but like two small oranges. And that's going to be about 100 calories to eat two oranges. And when you eat two oranges, you have all that fructose, which is fruit sugar in the orange, but you also have all that fiber, right? Holding the orange together. And so if you were to eat two small oranges, you should feel some physical fullness in your stomach from the size and the fiber and all the water with those oranges. And then you're going to have some hormonal effects that happen. There is a lot of carbohydrates and sugar in that orange, but some of them are fiber, and that's going to slow down digestion, and that's going to slow down how much your insulin and your glucose spike. So there's a hormonal effect, right? Your glucose goes up, then your insulin goes up, but maybe not as high as snack choice number two, which would be 100 calories or about 7 ounces of orange juice. Looks kind of similar, right? We're eating 100 calories. It's both from an orange, but one are whole oranges and the other is just the juice. So when we have just the juice, we have a spike in our blood sugar that is much more dramatic, and a spike in insulin, and a whole hormonal relationship that occurs from there. And then we have very little fullness from orange juice. You might temporarily feel full from that 7 ounces, but it very quickly goes from your stomach to your small intestines, and you don't feel very full and satisfied. At the same time, your blood sugar is going to go up and drop, and you're going to be hungry very soon after having that orange juice for most people. And then let's think of a third snack, which might be just one of the small oranges, and then maybe just 8 almonds. And that's also going to be around that 100 calories. And now we have the fiber as well as the sugar from the orange, but we also have some fat and protein from the almonds. And the fat and protein from the almonds is going to decrease that blood sugar bump. It's going to decrease that insulin bump, and it's going to make us feel more full and satisfied because the protein and fat from the almond can trigger different sensations of fullness. So 100 calories of pretty similar snack, two small oranges, same amount of calories of orange juice, and one small orange and 8 almonds has different effects on our body. So we talked about the hormonal effects of those. We talked about how you feel different fullness from each of those. And then the other thing to consider with each of those snacks is our ability to get calories out of those foods. So juice as a processed food, it is very easy for us to get and use all 100 calories. It takes our body no work to do that. The orange is taking a little more work to do. So we're actually burning a little bit of calories when we digest that orange. And then that fiber isn't all absorbed as calories. So we're probably not utilizing that full 100 calories when we eat a whole orange. And we are burning a little bit of calories in the process. And then if we add protein and fat, that protein especially is even harder for our body to break down. So we burn even more calories when we eat protein. And because that's a whole food, it's not processed at all, harder to break down. And we probably won't absorb those calories as efficiently. And so even though this is just 100 calories, we can see that there's different effects that the type of food has on our body. So if we were that bomb kilometer and we were just burning the food, it would all look the same. It would all be 100 calories. But the effect that it has on the actual human body is different. And that's why the type of calories matters more than just the amount of calories. It doesn't mean that the amount of calories doesn't matter, right? If you eat 5,000 calories of orange and almonds in a day, that is going to have an effect on your body, right? That's going to be too many calories. But if we start adding up every day eating really high glycemic, sugary processed foods that are 1500 calories in our day versus 1500 calories of real food, most people are going to see a big difference in how they respond. If you want more details on these conversations, check out my episode on processed food and check out my episode on insulin resistance, because that's going to further explain these concepts. But I want to make sure we're starting from the same point of view here, that different types of calories do affect our body differently. And so the type of food we eat matters as much as the amount of calories, okay? And both of those things can be true at the same time. Calories can matter and the type of food can matter at the same time. And hopefully why that's the case makes sense now. Okay. So to get to the actual question of how many calories should you eat, particularly if you're on a medication, but just in general, we want to keep in mind that different types of food have different amounts of calories. So if we take a carbohydrate, it is going to have 4 calories per gram. If we take protein, it also has 4 calories per gram. And we think about fat, it has 9 calories per gram. So fat is more calorically dense. And that's why it's sometimes gotten a bad reputation. There's just a lot more calories in a serving of fat than there is for other food. But it doesn't mean we don't need a mixture of all of these things. So to figure out how many calories you need in a day, we want to keep in mind, we want a healthy balance of food, but you can calculate how many calories you need with lots of calculators online. I have one that I took from the Mayo Clinic. I'll put that in the show notes. But essentially, the way these calorie counters work is you put in your gender, you put in your height, and you put in your weight, and you put in your activity level, and it will tell you how many calories you need to eat in a day to maintain your weight. Classically, we subtract a certain amount. We usually use the number of 500 from that, but you can subtract any amount. The theory is that 500 calories a day, 7 days a week equals 3,500 calories, which is 1 pound. But again, the math on this gets really complicated and different calories affect your bodies differently. So just by cutting 500 calories a day is no guarantee that you're going to lose a pound a week. But that's traditionally what we do. So if you want to calculate calories, that is where you can go and do that. There's lots of other calculators on the web. I'm going to give you the link for that one. And so you're going to go put that information in and that will tell you how many calories. And then you want to subtract, say, 500 from that to figure out a recommendation. And that's pretty standard nutrition advice to figure out the amount of calories you should eat in a day. Now, keep in mind the type of food matters. So we want to make sure, especially when we're trying to lose weight, that we get enough protein. And so the way you can figure out how much protein you need is we will usually recommend that you're getting at least 1 gram per kilogram of ideal body weight in order to have muscle mass maintained while you lose weight. Now, there are some doctors out there who will recommend higher amounts of protein, but I think that's a good minimum for most people when they're trying to lose weight. Of course, if there's a restriction that you have health-wise of how much protein you can have, maybe due to kidney function or other medical problems, double check all of this with your physician. But that's a general recommendation that we give for most people losing weight is at least 1 gram per kilogram a day of weight. So to do that math, you'll take your weight in pounds, assuming you don't do it in kilograms, and you'll divide your weight in pounds by 2.2. And then that's going to give you the amount of protein in grams you need per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you would divide that by 2.2 and you would get 90. If you weigh 300 pounds, you would divide that by 2.2 and you'd get 136. So I find that for a large amount of my patients, 100 grams a day is a pretty rough target of what they should be shooting for. So that's a nice round number that I shoot for a lot of my patients if we're going to just track one thing. But if you really like tracking and getting into all this data, you can get a much more specific number than that. Another way to consider how much protein you should get a day is that at least 30% of your calories should come from protein. That's a minimum, okay? This is the floor. This is not saying you can't have more than that coming from it. So for women, if you are having a 1200 calorie diet, for example, then you would need about 100 grams of protein a day. And for men, you're going to be getting close to 120 grams if you're on a 1500 calorie diet, for example. So you can also take your calorie goal and multiply that by 30%. And that will also give you a minimum amount of protein to be getting. as we eat less and less calories and we're trying to lose weight, increasing protein becomes really, really important because we want that protein to help maintain our muscle mass. You guys have heard me talk about this before. Maintaining muscle mass is really important. And so we have to feed it protein. We have to feed it amino acids so we can keep that muscle mass when we're losing weight. The other great thing about protein is that it is often more satiating. People feel more full longer from it. It's going to keep your blood sugar stable. And there's more of that thermic effect of food, meaning it takes some calories. You burn more calories eating protein than eating carbohydrates. So that is kind of another bonus from the protein. Okay. So getting into the math just a little bit more here, what is like the minimum amount of calories that you can eat? And this is coming up a little bit more because of medications like Zepbound and Wegovy that are so powerful at suppressing appetite. A lot of times our patients are not really wanting to eat very much. They just don't feel hungry. And so what's like the minimum acceptable? Most of the time, we recommend 1,200 calories for women and 1,500 calories for men per day as minimums. There are certainly reasons why you might need less than that or why you might need more, but that's a good place, a good safe place to be is probably 1,200 for most women and 1,500 for most men. The very bare minimum that is safe really for weight loss is going to be 800 calories a day. So if you are routinely eating less than 800 calories on most days, that is going to start doing things like decreasing your metabolic rate. You might start losing muscle mass. You might start feeling like you're in starvation mode. And so you might get away with eating that few, but it's probably causing more harm than good. In addition to making sure you're getting enough protein in, as you cut more and more calories, you're cutting food out. And so sometimes you may not be getting in enough vitamins and minerals in your diet. So if you're at the really low end of calories in that 12 to 1500 or less range, that may be a good time to consider a multivitamin with minerals because it's possible that you're not going to be able to get everything in your diet when you start decreasing the amount of calories that much. So that might be a consideration or something you discuss with your prescriber to figure out if you are getting that low on calories, should you do that? But again, 1,200 for women, 1,500 for men, I think are a good starting place with 100 grams of protein for women and closer to 120 grams of protein for men. Again, these are floors. These are minimal amounts when you're trying to lose weight. These are not the maxes of either of these numbers. And again, if you are finding yourself below 800 calories a day, start to get to a dangerous place. And unless you're under a program that is medically supervised, you probably don't want to be that low. All right. Well, that is the information I have for you today. So highlights, remember the type of calorie does matter. Calories are not the only thing in food. Food affects our body in different ways in terms of hormones, fullness, satiety, the thermic effect of food, how well our body absorbs that food. And so the type of calories matter because we are not a styrofoam cup. We are not just combusting this food like a bomb kilometer. Okay. And then if you are decreasing the amount you're eating, you need to make sure that a lot of that food is coming from protein and that you're getting your essential vitamins and minerals in. All right. So your homework today is if you have not logged food ever in your life and you have not logged it in a while, to maybe take the time to log it. You can use an app like MyFitnessPal. There's lots of different apps out there where you can log calories and see where you're at in terms of protein and total calories. For some people, this can be frustrating and triggering. So if that's you, you know, you can ignore this advice, or if you already are on a nutrition program that's working well for you, look, don't mess with success. But if you have not checked what you're doing in a while, it's a great experiment to do for a few days. And keep in mind that different calories affect your body differently. And also the other big thing to keep in mind with calorie counting is that there's a lot of inaccuracies in it. So we talked about, you know, an orange earlier in the episode. And even just from one orange to another, the size is going to be different. How sweet they are is going to be different. So there can be variations in calories in something as simple as an orange. So I say, imagine if that is hard to get accurately. If you make enchiladas or get them at a restaurant, you know, you really don't know how many calories exactly are in your food. So all of the calorie counting is rough estimates, but it's often better than not having any information at all, right? So homework today, do some logging, see how many total calories you're at, how many grams of protein you're at. And until next week, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Francavilla Show, where we learn about all things related to weight and health. If you love this podcast, make sure to leave those 5-star reviews and share this podcast with a friend or loved one. If you have a topic about weight and health you want me to tackle, head over to the website, thedrfrancavillashow.com, to submit your question. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss next week's episode. Take care.